Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to Story Break, the Writer's Room podcast, where three Hollywood professionals have 1 hour to turn a humble idea into a pitch for a above average 70 to 80% on Rotten Tomatoes movie. I am your host, Freddie Wong, joined by...
I'm Will Campos, above average 70 to 80% screenwriter.
I'm Matthew Arnold, lover of consumerism and all things and all pieces of merchandise and products that fill our empty lives, first and foremost, and I guess also writer-director.
A.K.A. a true red-blooded American,
am I right?
All right. We have this week, what we're going to tackle is a dumb pun name, basically. We saw all the posters for, I guess they're making a new Purge movie, a Purge prequel movie, and Will came from the downtown. What was the, and what are we doing this week, Will?
So we were looking at the Purge poster, and I was like, they should do a movie called The Splurge, and it's the same thing, but for shopping.
So this week... The Splurge. The timer begins.
Let me get wow, instantly.
Damn. Instant. All right. We're not even going. Okay.
I mean, yeah, because it's going to take you about 5 seconds to explain
the
concept. Yeah. Go.
All right. So the Splurge basically is that for 12 hours, I guess on Black Friday, they decide that all credit cards have infinite money. Yeah. So it's like a shop till you drop situation. And like my kind of thought would be that it's like, oh, the U.S. economy, like the U.S. government's trying to juice the economy by boosting retail spending or something like that.
Here's what it is. Our isolationist policies have made it so that we no longer have goods from outside, right? Like it's just, and so it tanks the economy. So, but as a result, nobody buys anything because everything's so expensive. So they're like, we need to be able to boost our own economy by making people buy the stuff that we make here at home.
Or I feel like there's also like a fed up, like, look, you can't complain about being poor anymore. You get one day to buy anything you want.
Oh,
so just get all the food.
That's a really,
like, everybody's
there's
equal.
An interesting
for one day, everybody's
warfare.
Equal.
There's a really interesting class warfare side of this.
Well, it's funny. I'll just say the moment, Will said this. My brain went to where it always goes, which is like, ooh, this is like a 1940s screwball comedy.
Oh, you sure it wasn't? It went to, oh, this is like this situation that happened to President Andrew Jackson
yeah, that was
1843.
That's the second thing I thought. But then really quickly, as you're saying, everybody has infinite money, then my econ brain went, and I was like, oh, no, this would be dystopian because like everybody has infinite money, but there's not infinite supplies. So pretty quickly, if everybody could buy anything, it would only take about 2 seconds for it to be like, there's no more switches, or there's no more food, or like everybody's waiting for that day to buy what they need, and then everybody tries to buy it. So it's gonna be Black Friday times a billion. Like,
well, yeah.
If everybody's like, I'm gonna buy my car today, there's not 50 million cars on the lots right now, so people are gonna be like.
But at the same time, wouldn't market forces then make all these companies be like, okay, we gotta get as much supply as possible and stock up? And in fact, there's nothing for no supply for the rest of the
year.
Okay,
so this is a good question then. Is this Splurge? Is this like jumping in like the first Splurge? Is this the prequel to Splurge?
I think you
because you're right.
Like,
there's definitely a world where it's like if this has been going on for 20 years, you're right. It's like every company would have.
Black Friday would be the most extreme holiday of all time
because
it would be this 12 hours where they sell all of – literally sell everything that they – because no one buys anything throughout the rest of the year. And then that – it's like – it is just the Purge movies, but it's the basically you'd be like that day is like you have to go out and hunt your food for the entire year. You have to get everything you need, right?
Or all food just turns into like long term storage mac and cheese and MREs.
So I think this gets to the question of like what's the purpose of doing a splurge instead of you know just another of the fantastic Purge franchise, which is you're right. I don't think you want to just turn this into like it's just the Purge
at a slightly
different angle, which is everybody starts killing each other because they have infinite money as opposed to everybody starts killing each other
because
they can.
It's not as good. It's not as
direct. It's also like to me like when I first came up with the idea, I was picturing something like a along the lines of like a blank check.
Yeah, this is like a PG. This is
This is Purge.
You can bring your kids to.
Yeah, this is this is exactly
okay,
right.
Okay. So
that was the one problem with the Purge movies is you can't. What are 12-year-olds gonna watch?
Yeah,
babysitters. So, who's gonna do that?
So the Splurge is from the makers of the Purge, and it's the other thing that happened. I don't know. We're not gonna say it takes place in the Purge universe.
No.
I haven't seen any of the Purge movies, but so
that'd be insane. By the way, 6 months.
Oh.
If it's like. 6 months, it's the Purge, and 6 months later, it's the Splurge. That would be a crazy society. That actually should be the surprise ending of this movie. Is like the couple gets together, like the kids in the mall. You know, she got the perfect prom dress and everything, and like, woo. 6 months from now, we're all gonna kill each other. Are you surprised? This is in the Purge universe, also. Okay.
All right. The Splurge.
Does this take place during the Great Depression?
You want a 40s screwball comedy so bad.
I don't know. I'm just thinking of a reason, some goofy reason.
It's like some eccentric billionaire, like a sort of Mr. Deeds-esque guy, is like, I'm going to pay for everyone to have a nice time out at the I didn't have the mall.
The way you would start, is that you start in the Oval Office, and FDR is getting ready to write the New Deal, and somebody comes running in and throws it off the table, be like, scratch this, sir, I got a brilliant idea. He's like, what? And then you title slam the splurge, and you cut to people sitting in their cardboard boxes in Wall Street, and all of a sudden the newspaper boy's like, extra, extra, FDR's new legislation. And they open up, they go, oh, boy.
Well, it's...
I don't know. I'm just trying to...
The newspaper boy turns and reads it and he goes, all money is free. And he just throws the paper into the air and runs into Macy's and comes out with a tuxedo on. And like,
and like in 12 hours, he goes, oh, no. And the cops just pick up the kid and put him away in the dungeon. And he's like, oh, shit.
The Depression Dungeon.
The Depression.
Yeah, he had Hoover Towns and Depression Dungeons.
Question one: does this place take place during the Great Depression? And then, all right, let's worry about time setting in a second. Because I'm like, the 30s is like pre-credit card, and it does seem like credit cards is like kind of your way to do this. If it's like, you know,
we
like,
either do credit cards or just everything's free. Or just,
no, but it's not that everything's free, because they gotta pay. You gotta.
Yeah, it's a government. It's gotta be like a government given card. It's like, mm-hmm. It's your splurge card, and your splurge points you can redeem throughout the year. But your splurge card is what you use, and the government uses like.
I like the idea that they get
track
the splurge
you,
card.
Man.
That's cool. Yeah, they get you. Yeah, there's a splurge. Oh yeah, and they sell your data.
They sell your data.
They
dog.
Sell your data, man. Wake up, sheeple.
Hey man, if you're not paying for it, the product's you, dog.
You start with these kids in a mall, and then a guy is like, hey, don't you know the government tracks you on those devices? Okay.
Okay, so what if this is, maybe the problem is that teens don't go to the mall anymore.
Yeah, okay. It's a very powerful mall consortium.
It's the mall lobby. Yeah. The mall lobby is making one desperate last
bid. Do you think, do you think like Hilton and all those other ones, you know, all those hotel chains, they have the hotel lobby and they all chuckle to each other in Wall Street while they clink champagne glasses and pay off politicians? They're like, this is the hotel lobby. How strange that we're meeting here at the lobby of this Hilton. Cling.
Is Bezos our bad guy again?
It's just Jeff Bezos?
No. Okay, why is it just, I mean, does anybody go to the mall? Okay, if it's the mall, it's like a 90s, it's like a 90s teen comedy.
Well, no, but I think it could also be a dystopic future where it's like, we don't know what to do with these malls. And we gotta get these.
Whoa, Black Mirror Season 5, watch out! So, Charlie, what have you got for us in Black Mirror Season 5?
Well, so I was thinking, there's all these malls, right? And there's no one in them.
I just want to clarify. You think if everybody had infinite credit cards, the first thing they would do is go buy a fucking Cinnabon and some jeans at Old Navy? They would go buy a Ferrari or a
people,
Tesla.
But
or they would
malls
go,
would have the Ferrari
Or they would go
store.
Straight to Rodeo Drive, and it would be it'd be chaos at all the places that you could normally afford.
But this is just turning into, like, Purge Light. Like, I feel here's my point. The Purge understood very well. The first movie was like, we have to contain the scope of it, right? Because the first movie set, it's basically a home invasion movie.
No,
right?
But they didn't say that you could only kill people in the
mall.
No,
I know, but they all, but the No, but
the
you have to pick a place.
The movie
you have
is different
to pick a place.
Yeah, yeah.
No, I'm saying you have to pick a place. You can't just be like, okay, hey, it's
but it needs to make sense.
It makes dollars and cents. There's the mall. There's a lot of stores in the mall. What's wrong with that?
I'm not saying you can't do the mall. I'm just trying to figure out the angle on it.
Let's just zero in a little bit. We have this very fun, kooky idea. We have you have your and I like the idea that the government gives you the card. Like you get the card in the mail, and someone's like, "Ooh!"
And
like,
also, but at what cost?
Am I right? And then, so for 12 hours, whatever you buy with this card is yours. You just got to be able to get to a store to get it, right? Yeah. So, again, it's
physically, no Amazon bullshit. Can't go online.
No, it's not. It's not good online. Yeah, I don't think you can do it online. Then everyone's just in their home buying
shit
online.
What happens, really quick, what happens is the card has a little, right, because if you guys know, LED screens have gone very cheap. So the cards have a little LED screen, and you don't know when the splurge is going to happen. So it's very equal. You know, it's like equal opportunity. And all of a sudden, like, you just hear beep, beep, beep. And all the cards are going, oh, shit, 12 hours, we got to go. And they all start going. That way you get a little less of, like, everybody's planning and getting ready for the countdown. People got their spears and guns and ready to go. It's just like everybody's just really anxious.
I love the idea that wants to go sleep for 12 hours.
What if the idea is that Bernie Sanders wanted to get universal health care passed, and then by the time it got through Congress, this is what they wound up with?
That's pretty funny.
Universal health care.
By the way, what I love about being what I love about it being out of nowhere is, of course, you have one character who's like the stoner. He's like, man, I can't wait. He gets really high. He falls asleep, and then the end of the movie just cuts him awake. He's like, oh man, he just missed the splurge. The end. Okay. That's all I have.
I love the idea that it's like while shopping is a free for all, it's like police and crime is like still vigorously enforced. It's just like, no, everyone's also on their best behavior.
I mean, I feel like all the police officers are right. They get paid too.
Well, no, but that's a good question. Like, what are the
okay? What is this about from a character perspective?
Yeah. Okay. Yes. Because it is like you get into all the fun stuff of like the world, right? Because yes, it's like murder's not legal, right? Like there still has to be like people driving ambulances and stuff like that. But like those people are probably fucking pissed that they're missing out on the splurge.
Yeah. Maybe there's a government employee splurge day that's like 3 hours.
Or maybe it's like the
or they're just like, okay, well clearly clearly. It's they would just be like, okay, how much money do people spend like on average on the splurge? Yeah. And then they'd be like, cool, that day is just a fucking big bonus day for them, and it's like subsidized.
Yeah, if the government was fair and this wasn't a capitalist dystopia.
Damn, you're right.
Here's what I like. Here's what ignoring whether or not it's the Great Depression, even if it's today. Here's what I was getting to. It's that the moment you say credit card, in my mind, I'm just like, okay, this is what happens. Splurge begins. Everybody sits on their computer and
no computers. Stuff.
So exactly. So I'm trying to get to like it's the ability.
It's the splurge card. Doesn't work online. The government.
So I'm saying if you do modern, you have to. I feel like you have to be in person to get the thing. Otherwise, like realistically.
Yeah. No. You either are going to have to do that. It's no internet. You can't use it on online purchases or. You just do it pre-credit card.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
I like it. If it's, it feels like a speculative idea. It feels like you should set it in the modern day.
So you have to be there in person in order the product, which makes me feel like the people who are selling you stuff are not participating in the splurge.
Oh, because there's the retail workers, too.
Yeah.
Dog, it's the future where everything's automated, man. It's like it's a self-checkout line. I got to self-checkout this Ferrari.
What happens if it's a lottery?
Oh, like you get
like
a card?
Like one-fifth of, like, yeah, it's like every year. That's one way to appease the one.
Oh, it's like a little meat you throw to the it's like, yeah, so yeah. It's like the.
It does strike me as a class warfare kind of thing.
Everybody
like,
gets a card, and then when it's splurge time.
I was like, everyone with the card.
Some cards get activated and some cards don't. So it's like.
It's like all cards ending in like an odd number or whatever, right? Like it's like L
or
cards
not everyone
above.
Has a card. You just get a card in the mail on splurge day.
Yeah. And then some people try to kill people with the cards.
Yeah, because then you have this car. Yeah, maybe. Yeah. Okay. All right.
Let's be clear.
There's
no realistic way where this doesn't turn into murder.
Doesn't turn into the purge.
So that's why it's got to be a goofy. That's why if you're going to do the PG purge, it's going to be inherently heightened.
As far as character goes, one thing that just that popped ahead was like, okay, if you did it with like a group of teens, so it's like it's not like adults murdering, but like maybe like cool teens, and the idea of like, okay. If you can have everything, that's one thing. But it's like, what if there's like one kid? It's like all he wants is like one thing. So then the goal for him is just like
he's a little bear from Darkest Peru, and all he wants is a pop-up book for his aunt bear who saved his life.
And he has infinite money.
And then the splurge happens.
So Paddington in the splurge. All right,
Paddington 3 splurge.
Okay, what if you just bear, in terms of stripping it down a little bit more, just because like what if you make it? It is this guy who. You focus it on the town, right? Like, again, like maybe a city like Boulder sized or like, you know, like where, not Seattle, but
Boulder,
like,
Colorado.
Boulder,
sized.
Colorado. This is the town the size of a Boulder.
a large Boulder the size of
a mid sized town or a city, there's this dying mall. Mm-hmm. And like maybe this guy gets the idea. He's like, he's betting it all. He's going all in on this mall. He's going to drum up. He wants people aren't going to the mall anymore. So like he's doing this splurge. Like just for the mall to get people to go to the mall again. And then that way it's focused around this town, and then it's everyone descending on the same location, and it's this chaos, but it's like, you know, it's this essentially this crazy shopping bonanza. I don't know.
Your sequel potential then is like...
It goes national.
Well, it's like the president was there, and he's like, this was good. This will work for America.
The question... here's what works about... I haven't seen the movie. Some of the movies work. But here's what works about the Purge premise, which clearly it has made many movies, and every time you see the trailer, you're like, ooh, I want to go see that movie.
Yeah.
Which is... what would you do if you had the ability to commit any crime without consequence? Like, it makes you think about it. And then it makes you think about what other people would do.
Which, in a way, is basically like taking the zombie premise, but removing the whole, like, ew, icky disease side of it.
No, it's like taking the zombie premise and removing the ease of, like, well, I want to kill people, but, like, I don't want to feel bad about it, so I'll kill zombies. It's like, because it's less about what would you do than be like, oh, shit, what would everybody else do? And now I have to defend myself.
Right.
So it makes you pretty – it makes you instantaneously accept the darkness within your own humanity and then make you fearful of others, and then that's a good movie. So it's like –
good premise.
If you could have all the money in the world
– for 12 hours.
What would you do? Mm-hmm. And then the only problem compared to The Purge is like, I don't really care about what other people do.
That's good point. You do – well, I mean, they're all going to be
– well, they're going to take all your goods, man. Supply and demand.
It's can you get it? You know what I mean? Like, it's going to be like
a rat race.
Yeah, it's a rat race type thing. I think we should stick with that. I don't think we should fuck with the sauce too much in terms of the idea. I think it should be national. I think it should be the, you know, like, it's this, it's, you know, everyone.
Yeah,
right?
If nothing else, this is just a
not
way.
Just, it's not just, if you had a credit card for 12 hours at a mall, like, I would go get a pretzel.
I get a cinnamon.
I guess I'd get some clothes from Nordstrom Rack. And
right, we're about 20 minutes in. Let's zero in on it.
Okay, yeah. We're spinning our tires a little bit. Okay.
Who would it matter to, or what relationship would be most interesting for?
Hey, just as a quick clarifying point, do you think the money buys you everything? Is it like, finally, I can afford my kidney surgery? Or is it like... only consumer.
Well, that'd be fun because it's like you get, it's like you'd have people that's like, some people, it's like, all right, I just got to hang on long enough for me to be able to afford this chemotherapy or this horrible, or this like.
Oh, it's this crazy race to the hospital.
Yeah, or this like, or this plastic surgery I always wanted. And other people are like, you know, I'm pretty good from the last purge. Like, I just want a new car. I just want to hang.
You know what?
So it seems like immediately you have a decision to make as a citizen as to, are you someone who's selling something today, or are you someone who is...
Oh, that's a good point.
Are you someone who is trying to go get something today?
It feels like, unlike The Purge, this concept has no inherent conflict. I'm trying to think. Okay.
Well, but that's not that different than The Purge, where it's like, are you going to lock your shit down, or are you going to go try to get something, right?
But the consequence is like, that's like,
life or death.
Whether or not you like want a car or don't want a car today.
Which is why I guess my mind goes to like these sort of scenarios, these life or death scenarios, which is like, I need to afford a surgery and I need to get to the hospital, or, you know what I mean?
Okay, here we go. I'm just trying to think of what this could be conflict for. Imagine you're a single mom with 8 kids. You get one purge card. Now it's... all the kids want different things. How are you going to get everything that all your kids want? And one kid wants to go to the theme park, or I don't know, or if it's like the uncle, or okay, here you go. If it was like The Purge happened at a random day, or the Splurge happened on a random day. By the way, this concept would work really good for The Purge too. But if it's like The Splurge happened on a random day, okay, bear with the gender
just
politics for a second. It's a divorced dad. He never sees his kids. The wife is finally going on a honeymoon with her new husband or whatever. And she's like, okay, you have the kids. You have the kids this week. He's like, oh, man, I'm such a deadbeat dad. I want to see my kids. I got 6 annoying kids. They show up. He's like, look, all we're going to do is we're going to hang out for a weekend, shut up and sit in here and play video games. I got you guys video games. It's all good to go. And then surprise, his splurge card appears. His splurge card turns on. And now he's got all of his kids. They all have shit they need, all the shit he wants. He just wants to go get a car. And it's about like him realizing what's more important in life. Like, is he going to deal with like what he always wanted? And then he's going to have to learn about his kids and learn what they want and what they don't want. But I'm like, okay, like inherently, at least the splurge appearing is a piece of conflict, as opposed to just like, here's your wish fulfillment.
Right,
you get whatever you want.
Look, think
about all right, shut up. Both of you shut the fuck up. Just shut up. I'm going back to my own childhood for a second. Trying to like. There were the family outing to the mall.
Yeah.
Like, as a thing, right? And dad wants to go to Sharper Image, and mom wants to go to, you know, in the mattress store. I don't know.
Yeah.
You know, my sister and I wanted to go to the toy store, and we had to behave really well. Like, there's an inherent family conflict, like the family outing, right? Like, the we're all going to pile in the minivan, we're all going to go shop today, and we're going to do X, Y, and Z. And there's the tension of everyone wants their different things, right?
Yeah.
Is there something there? Is like you do like, and bear with me, but it's like, again, like you, again, the other thing that, like, again, just to bullshit for a second, but it's the splurge. Everything is free today, right? No one buys anything the rest of the year. Supply and demand, everything fucking costs an arm and a leg if you buy stuff the rest of the year, right? Like, if you want to buy something on a non-splurge day, it's going to be exorbitant because they so that's why everyone waits for the splurge. The prices have gone up, whatever, yeah. Right? So you have this family, like, they're trying to get their, it's like, it is this.
Not to propose that I crushed it, but that's what I'm saying. Is that's essentially it's a family thing. But then what's the inherent then come up with something that the family, like a dad who doesn't know his kids, or something needs to happen in that family for it to feel like, why is this interesting today? It's like all of a sudden you take that thing of like, yeah, you have this like family conflict of like. But then, you know, make it about something, which is like this.
I can't watch another single dad movie. I'm just like, oh my God.
Or it's two parents or whatever it is. But I think
all right, sure, yeah.
Or if it's going to be a happy family that's together, then something needs to be happening where it's like they don't. Otherwise, it's like, you're right. It's just like National Lampoon Family Vacation without like something strange happening. It's just like,
all right. What does this family need? That's what I'm trying to feel. Like, what do they need? What is the most important thing that they need to get, like, again? Like, you know, like, what are they, what, they're gonna, it's going to mean, the, again, like, I think this is, like, similar to your Jingle All the Way, you have the Turbo Man is the MacGuffin, right? Like, Christmas is crazy. He's trying to get a Turbo Man for his kid. He's the only one left in the store, and he's going around trying to, you know, outwit Sinbad or whatever. What is your, like, that's what I'm trying to drill down on. The TV's broken.
I mean, there it's like,
just bear with me. But like, again, and it's, I think there's, you go with something inherently a little satirical, but it is like, you know, like this is like the TV is the, it is the one thing that everyone in the family would agree they need. That is like this, like that, I don't know, it's a symbol again of the consumerism stuff like that, but it's like, it's also like this, like without the TV, the family is going to fall apart. Right. And they need a TV to survive. So they're going to go try to get a new television and it's chaos. I don't know.
No, that could work. So I would say, I mean, they're not divorced because it's an older film and they didn't want to talk about divorce in the 1990s. But it's the same thing in Jingle All the Way. He's a workaholic salesman who has no time for his family. So that movie is about, ultimately, it's like he's doing this because he's a failed father and the kid wants this thing and he didn't get it. And this is all he knows how, this is the only way he knows how to connect with his kid. And then at the end, the kid is more important than they come together in the end. Mm-hmm. So it's like, again, I think you need something on the family level that's about that. Like, it could be about TV, but it's like, who doesn't, because ultimately it's going to be
who
about,
is using consumerism.
It's going to be about what does the family need instead of what the family wants. Right, the kid wants this turbo action figure, but what he needs is his father. Mm-hmm. It's a good story. So it's like you need that sort of thing. So it's like whether or not they're divorced or whatever the situation is, it's like there needs to be something in the family that whether or not the splurge happened, there's conflict, and the splurge brings that conflict to life.
Sure. Yeah. What about a movie about a shitty kid? What about a movie where it's like, hey, kid, fucking be thankful that your parent works hard to fucking put a roof over your head. Fucking stop copying your shitty attitude. Your mom's busting her ass trying to fucking put food on the table. Stop whining. Stop judging this woman, America. How about that? How about fucking that story? How about this story in a fucking society where the crazy income and wage inequality we have, we stop putting working parents on blast. You think they fucking want to be working six jobs they don't want to spend time with their kids? They're busting their ass to fucking protect these people. How about a movie for them? Fucking sick of your shit, Hollywood. Ew.
Damn.
It's like fucking in every, like,
keep
it's
going.
Like...
Keep going. No, keep going. This is great.
It just drives me
nuts. No, go.
It's just like fucking every, like, it's like, it's every mom is a lawyer who just is such a huge asshole. And she doesn't want to, it's like, every people love each other. They want to spend time with their family. I don't know.
It is an important, as a person who had two working class parents who worked very long hours, I think it is if all stories are essentially fables, it is just a reminder that family is ultimately more important is what it is. I don't think the character in Arnold Schwarzenegger is an asshole, right? It's like you're like, oh, he just needs to spend more time with his kid.
It's not a weird message. But here's my point. It is a weird message. It's a great message for people who are making enough money to get by. Right,
who can afford to spend a little bit more time with their kids
and be a little bit less stressed out. But it's like we're in a society where it's like
this is not the story. Is not about a poor. It's not about a person working three part time jobs or three full time jobs and not being there for their kids. The story is about a rich ass upper class dad who doesn't take care of his kids.
Then what do those people who are poor and working three jobs to take care of their kids. When they watch that movie, what do they think?
They think, man, like, good thing I'm happy because I love my family. It looks like those rich-ass people don't love their families. Here's the thing.
No, here's what I was going to say. Like, the splurge, like, with the premise we're working with, I wonder if, like, a more working class or people struggling to make ends meet as your main characters, it makes a little bit more sense than the dad from Jingle All the Way. That's all I'm saying.
I mean, again, I think it comes down to what is the angle. Is this going to be Pleasantville consumerist utopia fun movie that's ultimately a sweet movie that, you know, highlights something? Is this going to be a criticism of consumerist culture? Yeah, I mean, it just depends what you do. It's like in terms of like, yo, let's blame a shitty kid. It's like, yo, shitty kids are made by shitty parents.
Some
human truths being dropped
to
here
throw,
today on Storyboard.
All right, to just get at it a little bit more. It strikes me as a movie that makes sense with a kid as the main character. Just to throw, in terms of that, because again, it's like the indulgent fantasy of you. Here's the difference, right? A kid with a credit card with unlimited money is like, I'm going to go buy every Xbox game and I'm going to go fucking get a shitload of ice cream and blah, 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 blah. An adult with an infinite credit card is like, I'm going to pay off all my student loan debt. To me, it's like the idea of a shopping spree as a movie is like, how do you capture it? It's like, you ever see that show, was it Supermarket Sweep or whatever, it's like you're just gonna go out and get as much fucking shit as you can and get in your car and get out.
Okay. If you're gonna do that, the way I would see it is yes, but it can't be that kids get credit cards. And the unique thing about this specific character, it's too dark to be like his parents died and somehow they fucked up and they send his dad's credit card to him. But it should be that this kid gets a splurge card, which he's not allowed to. Like,
until
kids don't
18.
Get splurge cards.
Yeah, until you're 18.
So it'd be like this 14-year-old has to pretend to be an adult, and at first he dives into the adult world and it's all fun and games. And then as the movie goes on and he starts realizing the responsibility of all this wealth and what it means to pretend. Because, like, if anybody realizes he's a kid, they're not going to let him use this credit card. And he would do that as he dives into the adult world in the most extreme way where he can do anything he wants. It's like whatever that lesson is. It's like, okay, there's an interesting, like, concept.
There you okay, okay, okay.
Half an you hour
do,
in.
You do okay.
No,
so
let's talk about parenting.
We all know about that. We're all parents.
We're all parents.
Let's talk about what it means to be a struggling single mom, which all of us are. Okay, here's what I would say. If you're going to do that, I like the idea because I like the transgression of the kid stealing the thing for the adult. And it's like when the kid, it's like stealing your parents' car or whatever, right?
It's like the highest stakes version
so
of that.
So you do the, okay, oh, and it all comes down to this. So like this, the kid's parent like is a responsible, boring parent, or the parents are responsible, boring parents. They saved up everything. They bought twice as much staples as they needed on the last splurge so they could just take the day off on splurge day, right? And they're just going to stay home with their family. They're going to avoid the crowds. It's like at Thanksgiving when your parents are like, I don't want to go to Black Friday, right? And you're like, Mom, I don't have enough money to get a PlayStation. This is bullshit.
It's the lame family where it's like they're so responsible that's like they actually have everything they need. It's like splurge day, just a regular day at the grocery store for us because we're prepared. It's like, Mom!
So you do this, kid is flipping out because he wants, or he and his sister, they want whatever, right? Yeah. She wants I was going to go be sexist for a second. She wants the new Xbox, right? She wants the new video game console. He wants a new pair of sneakers, or he wants a prom dress. Or whatever. Like he wants
dope kicks because they made the entire movie Step Up 3 off of the central premise of the main character wants good
so
shoes.
So he is a clothes horse. She is a hardcore gamer. They're gonna team up together, steal the car, steal the purge card, and go fucking buck wild and go get what they want, right? And get theirs because they're sick of living under their parents' rule or whatever.
Yeah, I'm trying to think what is unique about. I'm trying to, like, is it a poor kid who, like, has his chance for some weird act of fate like Charlie and the Chocolate Factory? Or is it, like, what? It's like, it seems like these kids are pretty well off and their parents are kind of
Not necessarily. I mean, I don't think they're thriving.
Yeah,
you know
yeah.
I mean,
like, So it's like their parents are responsible. It's like you kids shouldn't get everything they want.
No, but I wouldn't say here. But here's what I would say. Yeah. I would say that it's like I think you do that. No,
bear with me. I was saying it's like you want like what is the lesson for the kid? It would be like right if this was like if it was the wizard at the beginning of a fairy tale. It'd be like the genie. Be like, be careful what you wish for. It's like you know. It's like, but it's sports day. Why can't I go get my Xbox or whatever it is? And these kids already learned the lesson. They understand the way the world works. He's like, because maybe it's not healthy for you to get everything you want, son. And then it's like this kid's like, yeah, fuck that. That sounds like dumb shit. I'm gonna go get everything I want. He steals a credit card. Like it's always gotta be a they do something. Like
yeah. To me, here's what I would say. Yeah. It is that they don't. Again, this family does not live well. You know what I mean? Like they are. You know, they work. The parents work really hard.
Yeah.
They make barely enough money to, you know, to keep the family together, you know what I mean? But the kid needs to learn to spend time with his family. That the kids need to learn to spend time. Do you know what I mean? Like,
I know their parents seem awesome. Like, what I'm getting to is like, what I don't like about, I'm not to jump into Marvel movies, but like a lot of these stories, like, I feel like nowadays, fairy tales used to start with like, here's your character, and he does something bad, and then he goes on the journey, and he learns what he did bad. Even Spider-Man is like, he doesn't help. He doesn't stop the robber, and then he gets punished. It's like, whereas Spider-Man Homecoming is like, he's a cool kid, and then he gets cooler, and he gets cool shit, and then he learns, like, I'm so cool, the end. So it's like, here, it's like, whatever this kid is, like, somebody tells him, like, again, these parents are responsible. They're like, my kids don't deserve, they're like, on Splurge Day, we're going to buy you guys the pencils you need for school, and yes, we're good this year, so you're going to get an Xbox 360 game, and maybe for Christmas you'll get the Xbox. And he's like,
we could get so much more.
And yes, and it's like, and again, they don't realize, like, all the parents want to do is spend time with their kids, because, like, it's a one day off of work, nobody has to go to work, and, like, they're both working hard, because, you know, they're lower middle class, and they just want to spend time with their kids, and these two bratty kids who don't understand the tough work their parents go through, steal the sports card and run away from their family.
I think I solved the who's working the retail jobs.
Okay.
It's the military.
That's great.
Dude, so it's literally like the gal behind the perfume counter is a fucking Marine. Like, it's just literally, it's all because they need hardcore, and they need government employees who will go do this and not participate, right? And they're the true patriots because they're not participating in capitalism to serve their country,
Here's the other reason. It's because you know when it's counting down, you know when it's like 10. 9, people are fucking driving by the last second thing, 7, 6, like, holy shit, this is gonna happen, 4, 3, 2, oh my god, 1, people are still going, the military pulls out their guns, like, you fucking stop right now, the splurge is over. So here's what happens, whatever the kids want,
that's a good point.
They get it, like, 1 second after the splurge, and the end is the military's coming after these kids.
Just, oh, they're speeding like, away on his bike, and the
yeah, it's like, all he wanted was the Xbox, they grab the Xbox, and right when they swipe the card, and splurge just ended, and they're like, oh, sorry, son, the splurge is over, and he's like, ah, and he runs away, and they're like, military, go.
We got a runner.
Get that Xbox.
Because then you get, and because you do, these parents are searching for their kids.
Cut to Bill Gates' mansion. He's like, sir, we have one runner. Take him out.
You know what's great is that you cut to, like, you like those C-130 thermal cams, and you cut to this kid's like, we have assets on the target, blah, blah, blah. But then you pull out of that, and it's his best friend at home playing Call of Duty, and his parents are like, turn on the news. And it's like, chased by the military. Okay. That's really fun. All right.
So brother and sister?
I like a brother and sister.
Brother and sister's fun. Okay, so.
So, but yeah, I like the idea of it's this brother and this, and they don't get along. They fight with each other constantly. But, like, this is their handshake, right? Is they both want to. She has a driver's license.
Well, the parents trust her. Okay, this was, she wants this prom dress. Oh, God, this is a sexist thing.
She wants the, or she's the younger sister who wants the video games. He's the older brother, the straight-A student, but he wants the kids.
Well, I was trying to subvert just bear with me. We won't do a prom dress. She's the older, I was saying, she's the older sister because they trust her.
Yeah.
She's the smart one. She wants something super cool, whatever it is. Mm-hmm. She wants her first car. She wants a car. And she is a straight-A student. But again, her parents are like, you can't have a car yet. And she's like, I fucking do everything.
The parents have wisdom too. They're like, honey, like, you know why we drive the station wagon? Because it's practical. Like a Ferrari, the upkeep is like, that's not going to make you happy.
Yeah.
That's not going to bring you
content. No, I mean, this is definitely me where I saw all the kids at my private school like with their cars, and I was like, I get straight A's. And I was like, parents, why don't have a car? And of course, it's like, we don't have money to get you a car, Matt. But I was like, this is bullshit. I get straight A's and I don't get a car. But anyways, I think she's like, she wants a car because the little brother uses this. It's like, she never breaks the rules, but he needs her to get that. He's not going to be able to steal the card himself, right?
Yeah.
It's like she can come up and talk to them or whatever it is, and they're not gonna suspect. She's like, hey mom, do you mind if I get something from your purse? And I'll be like, oh, I bet she's going for the sports card. They trust her. But he's like, you want that car? let's fucking do this together. You look, we get you a car, we give me an Xbox. We good old sis? And she's like, all right, let's do this. And it's like they're both going to learn the lesson. But it's like, yes, I like that the brother and sister aren't friends. And like they work.
They have a deal.
They do a handshake deal because they both want something.
Yeah.
And so, of course, it's like if she gets a car, they can go and get. And then, yes, it's all about, it's like she's irresponsible. She can't have a car yet. And she's driving her younger brother around to try to get this Xbox after they get the car. Because then you get the fun indulgence
of a
teen getting her first car.
Yeah, and she gets the hottest fucking ride.
Yeah.
Now, do they steal her parents' car to go get it?
No, I think they...
They got bike.
Because he's got the bike. He's like, look, if you want this, you got to use my bike. She doesn't have a bike. But here's the thing. Yes, you do. You even do the thing where she bikes and they get to like the fork.
Oh, he's got the pegs on his bike.
He was planning for, she's responsible. She's planning for like a Kia or whatever. And her parents were going to get it. And they get to the Kia place. He's like, sis, what the fuck are you doing? And she's like, what?
She's like, it's got good mileage. You can get a Bugatti Veyron.
Sis, when you're researching your car, tell me all the things you were considering. And she's listening to him. He's like,
safety.
Yeah, price. Scratch that. She's like, and this is like hard cut to Ferrari. She's flying 90 miles per hour.
Okay.
But I think that's the first hurdle.
Yes. And then the parents.
Everyone's at the Ferrari dealership. Everyone's at the fucking Mercedes lot.
Yeah.
And she's like, what the fuck are we doing? The line's 12 hours and I'm not going to get a car at all. And he's like, I'm not getting an Xbox. Okay. The parents obviously are going to find out that they're gone.
Yes, and then they're going to have to go after their kids.
Yeah.
We
don't know what the parents do yet, right? Mm-hmm. And this is kind of like this is slightly futuristic. We're saying this is a slightly different world. Yeah. It's like, you don't easily, I mean, I think the parents are the antagonists until you realize that the lesson is like, you don't fuck around. Like, they can track them GPS. Like, they know, like, what the, it's like, oh, the mom, she's private military. The dad is an intelligence officer. They both think, it's like, you, it's like, she, right? It's like they're getting the car. She's at the Ferrari line, and then she gets a phone call. She's like, oh, no, it's mom and dad. And the answer is like, where are you, honey? She's like, no, where? She's like, you, where's the sports car? She's like, I gotta go. She's like, we're coming for you. Like, oh, God, mom and dad, no. And they're coming after them.
And they have to, they have to burn all their shit.
Yeah, like, it's like, look.
They have to break their phones, like, and the girls are crying. They're both crying. I'm not trying to be gendered. Yeah, but they're like, no, I don't want to lick my foot. You gotta break it. Like, it's like that NSA kind of shit.
Yeah.
So let me just record one last Instagram story really quick. It's just a tearful Instagram story. The kids, I just gotta go dark for a while. Can I smash my phone because my parents are coming after me. I'm just signing off. Like and subscribe, guys.
I think you could also do this paranoia of the mom and dad rig up like a phone tree, like an old school, like parents, like a parent network. Do you know what I mean? Like, it's just like the, like they each call two parents and suddenly every parent out on purge day is looking for them. Do you know what I mean? Like, it's got their eye out for these wayward kids and are snitching on them and stuff like that while the parents track them down.
You get the Ferris Bueller fun of like, they've obviously set up, they're trying to delay that their parents find out. Cause their goal is like, look, we'll go, here's our goal. Like, we're going to go get you a Ferrari and we're going to go get my Xbox. And we'll be back in 2 hours. And the parents won't know what happened. So they set up, the Ferris Bueller, like they set up like a recording of them playing video games together. Hey, mom and dad, we're playing video games nicely, just like you asked. Can't wait for dinner. I'm sure you're gonna make great food. Mom's like, oh, those two kids are having such a good time. See, they learned their lesson. And then suddenly dad's like, wait a second, this doesn't sound like
wait
them.
A second.
It's the Ferris Bueller, like something repeats or whatever.
It should be they set up his Twitch stream.
Looping
webcam of the two of them playing video games.
That's great.
Together.
Hey, how are the kids doing? It's like a baby monitor, but it's just Twitch stream.
He's just watching his kids' Twitch.
Check his Twitch.
He's been on level 3 for a while.
Oh shit. You know what
Wait
it is?
Wait a minute. He smashes level 3.
No. What he knows, how the dad realizes it, is that he looks at the game. He's like, wait a second. That game doesn't have the new patch that was just loaded up today. this game is 3 hours old.
He jumps into the game to gank his own son and realizes he's not there.
Oh my God.
He's like, wait a second. I thought they changed the ammo of that gun to 25 max.
Wait,
so I was 20. That patch was a day old. Like, they're not playing anymore. It's like, wait, why did they run in?
We gotta go.
The stream is coming from inside the house.
The stream isn't coming from inside the house. Okay.
Okay, this is fun. So, all right. Because then also, by the way, I like that the parents are super hardcore, and then it does, I mean, maybe this is dumb, but if you're going to do the military, is you have to use the military, because then I do think it is like the only thing worse than the parents could have, is like the U.S. military is coming after these kids, and the parents fend off the U.S. military to save their kids, and they're like, what did you learn? It's like, respect mom and dad, I'm sorry.
Yeah, you do. Well, again, it's like he realizes that the dad never talks about, or the mom never talks about what she did. you know, like, mm-hmm. or like she had some boring job or
whatever.
Then you do, like, they get back to the, because again, it's like the this whole time they've been wanting to get away from their parents, and then the end is just them running terrified to their parents for help when they get in the door, and then everyone's got the guns on them, and like, you know, like, you know, get your ass out of there, like, because if you fucking steal on Purge Day, you go to like Guantanamo, like, you're done, right? And then you do, the mom steps out onto the lawn, right? And then they all drop their guns,
Mrs. President,
like, they don't really. They don't realize the mom was like, she was Purge Master General back in the day, and she gave
master,
it up.
Yeah, Purge Master.
Oh, Splurge Master General. Yeah.
Oh, she was Purge Master General. She was hardcore. She ran the Purge before it turned into the Splurge. Yeah. Those were rough times, kid.
It should just be that Janet Yellen, now that she's not in charge of the Fed anymore, like, this is her crazy idea that she sold. Or this is the next guy Trump's appointee was like, what about this? So, all right.
Let's name the kids.
Let's get some names from the from our
pulling up the old name list here.
So we don't wind up with a Jimmy and Jamie situation again.
How about for a boy, we have Jeffrey Martin, who challenged us, by the way, to make it not a nerdy kid, but or a nerdy dude. So we got Jeffrey Martin and Bevan Fritzwaters. Thank you both of you for volunteering your names for tribute. And I guess of the last, they have the same last name.
Fritzwaters is like
a better last name.
That's sorry, Jeff. You're Jeff Fritzwaters now.
Or J Dog as your Twitch followers.
J Bones.
He'd be
J Fritz.
J Fritz and B Fritz.
J Fritz and Bevan.
And Bevan, yeah.
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 Short for Bevan. Bevan.
I don't know. Get at us, Bevan. What is that just the whole name? Is it short for something? All right. So Jeffrey
it's
and
actually
Bevan.
Long for B. Weird how that works.
Okay. All right. All right. So you start with the two kids. The splurge is a thing.
Yeah.
All right. So we're talking like middle class, suburban.
Yeah. Responsible parents who like the no kids. You don't need to go out and buy everything in the world. Your parents. Yeah.
Okay. So yeah. So what is? So she wants a car because she's a straight A student and she wants to go to debate camp this summer, and she needs a car for that. Or she, what does she want to do? What does she?
She wants a. She wants a car. 16-year-old
wants a car.
What does she want? A car to hang out with her friends? Does she want a car because she wants to be able to drive up into the mountains to do bird watching? Like, what's her thing?
She wants to drive up to the mountains to do the Toge.
She wants a car
drift racing.
Yeah, she wants a car because when she hangs out with her friends or goes to school, she doesn't want her parents.
She hangs out with the drift racers, and she needs a fucking fatty Skyline to be able to carve those turns up in the mountains.
I like that she was just going to have a responsible, normal car that she's thought out very strongly, and her parents are like, we'll get you a car when we can afford it. We're not doing it on the splurge, because then it's like, I like that responsibly on the splurge. On the day of the splurge, she goes to a key, I'm like, I get this character right away. It's like she's she didn't think, like, I'm going to go get a Ferrari.
I'm gonna call an audible.
Okay.
Bear with me. I feel like we should flip the genders.
Mm-hmm.
I just feel like it's always the girl who's the straight-A buzzkill and the dude who's the radical, like, freewheeling irresponsible one.
Sure.
So anyway, so I would say Jeffrey is the older brother and wants the nerdy car, right? Mm-hmm. And he's good old, dependable, boring Jeffrey. And then the daughter is like Bevan is the crazy, hardcore gamer who wants to go fuck shit up.
Okay.
Yeah.
So he's like the responsible paternal father figure.
No, he's not. He's a stiff-necked nerd.
Whatever
he's
not.
Good, he's not. No,
honest.
No. That's horseshit.
Nope.
I'm so fucking sick of that. When it's like, oh well, but it's just some other thing. We'll try. We're just gonna try.
I know. I'm saying she was a fun character. I liked her more than stupid. It's just as goofy that Jeff's the dumb, ignorant.
Make
like,
her
he's not what
a drift blogger. Racer.
Okay, but whatever.
He needs it for her racing career.
He's Jeffrey, my older brother. He is Jeffrey. He is old and responsible, and he wants his Kia. And he's the
I'd like to
cliche darky older boy.
I'd like to apologize in advance for Jeffrey, who specifically asked us not to do this on Twitter. But sorry, Jeffrey.
Well, we're not using Jeffrey. Oh no, this is Jeffrey Martin, not my brother. I'm just clearly modeling him after.
No,
I can't
Jeff
help but model.
Fritz, the guy Jeffrey Martin wanted us to. He's like, can you make it like not a nerdy character because my whole life. Well, all right.
Privilege, buddy. Too bad. you're Jeffrey, a responsible dude.
All right. We're dicking around. All right. So whoever the genders of whatever characters are, the two of them, you've got, one sibling wants the responsible, wants the car. It just, the only thing that seems weird to me is like, I mean, I guess it makes sense. Like, they're going to become crazier over the course of the movie.
I don't think it's just that responsible. It's like she's freaking breaking out to get a car. Like, she wants to hang out with her friends. Like, again, it doesn't matter what it is. To me, it's like ignoring the characters for a specific. Like, what I like is that One kid needs the other one because the parents trust them more. The other one is younger and wilder mm-hmm. and wants an Xbox. He got a simpler thing, and they need each other to go do this. So let's just pick them so we can say what their names are.
Well, now you made me feel bad about the way I did it.
No, it's like to feel bad about you.
No, it's fine.
You're much more woke and empathetic than you're.
All right, let's do it. No, we're doing it. Okay, so it's the boring older brother and the crazy younger sister.
Okay. So Jeffrey he's getting older. He wants to hang out with his friends. They're probably getting into a little bit
and
more
wild stuff.
They all got dope cars. And well, they're all going to get dope cars on Splurge Day, of course.
Yeah.
And he's the one who's not. And
they've been
like,
browsing the fucking Bugatti magazines at school. Like, which one are you going to get?
Here's what you do with Jeff. Mm-hmm. And this will maybe make Jeff Martin, our friend with the nerdy name. Jeff is like, he was a dork through. He's like that late bloomer, right? Yeah. So you do like, he was the string bean through middle school. And then he hit puberty, and now he's like this football stud, right? Yeah. It's like Matt Saracen in Friday Night Lights.
Yeah.
You do like he was a nerd, but then he made varsity track or varsity football or whatever.
Yeah.
And so there's this cool crew of douchey football bros that are like his friends now that he wants to hang with, like that are like his boys. And he's trying to like, he finally feels like he's been accepted or whatever, but they're all going out on Purge Day to buy kick-in cars. And he wants to buy a car with them because they're going to go tool around and drive sports cars, whatever.
He literally gets a text from one of his friends. It's like, dude, did you hear that like Sally Jameson called you cute? It's like, damn, dude, you got to take her out on a date. And he's like, oh, my God, I'm no longer a nerd. This girl thinks he like takes off his shirt. He's like, dude, I do look pretty good. It's like, he's awakening. Yeah. He's like, holy shit. It's like,
these bumps. These are muscles on my belly.
The parents are responsible. They're like, yeah, you might get a car for free, but like, who's going to pay for that gas, Jeffrey? Like, who's going to do this? Like, your mom.
Insurance isn't free.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Your school's on the way to work. Mm-hmm. Your mom brings you to school every day. I don't get what's the big deal. You get a car when you're 18. You don't need it today on Splurge Day.
Yeah.
And he's like,
that's
okay.
A really interesting curse, by the way, because like some of the, like, these like goods, like you can't go buy a boat on Splurge Day if you can't afford a boat. Like, affording a boat is not just buying the boat. It's all the other dumb shit around it.
You do the classic also as he's – sorry, it just went off. You do the classic as he's been getting cooler and older. He's forgetting his little sister who you say hang out with all the time.
Yeah.
And she's coming into her own. And she's – I like that. She's a crazy YouTube and Twitch streamer maniac called B. Fritz. Who, you know, streams, and this is what the dads see when they do the Twitch stream.
She's a streamer. Yeah, yeah.
And they're like, okay, fine, mom and dad, we'll just go play. And then the parents are just happy that their two kids are playing together again.
Yeah.
And they're like, we'll leave them alone. We'll bring them down for lunch. Like, they seem like they're having a good time.
Yeah.
And then Bevan closes the door, and he's like, yo, listen up, Jeff. Shut up for a second. Here's what we're going to do. We're getting a car. You need to go steal a Splurge card. And he's like, what? And then she like holds up the text. She's like, really? You want Sally to think you're a fucking loser because you don't have a car? He's like, how did you get that text? Don't worry about it. But clearly girls think you're cute for some gross reason.
Yeah.
You need a car to go out with them. He's like, interesting.
Yeah,
like,
that's
I recorded an entire 12-hour stream secretly. I didn't even go live on that shit. So mom and dad will have something to look at. I didn't do this. I didn't stay up all night for this bullshit reason that you didn't nut up and we're going to go get a car.
How am I in the stream? It's like, I record you while you're asleep for 12 hours and I Photoshop and I
use that weird freaky face technology that was on Reddit a couple days ago. And now you're in the stream now. Shit.
You're now in the stream and a few other things, but we'll talk about that later. He's like,
So they bust out the window. They got the rope made out of bed sheets and they climb out and it's onto the BMX bike and they're off.
By the way, you definitely do that. You definitely do. This is how smart Bevan was, is that Sally thought Jeffrey was cute because Bevan actually added Jeffrey's face to like a workout pic of like Channing Tatum. And Sally's like, damn, dude, Jeffrey's ripped. And then he got interested and Bevan's like, this was all part of my plan. I needed you to
care. This is all a workaround to get the Xbox.
Yeah, this is Bevan's like, I needed Jeff to want a car and think Sally was into him in order for him to disobey his parents and take me out on a splurge day.
Yeah, and then for Jeff, you do the insecurities. He's like, man, like, I can't, like, again, every cool guy in school gets a car on Purge Day, right?
Yeah.
And they get the dopest cars, right? So if you want to take a girl out, like, who's she going to go out with? You on your bicycle with pegs on the back? Or, you know, the bro quarterback who has a Bugatti Veyron, right?
Or who's, and then at the end of the movie, who's she going to go out with? One of the 50 other dudes who got some shitty car like everybody else? Or the dude who spent time with his sister on splurge day?
Exactly.
In high school, it's probably the guy with the Aventador. But
know what?
Let's put that
Sally's
to one
a
side.
Cool girl, and she sees Jeff with Bevan, and she's like, "Wow, you see my cooler brother? Let's hang out."
It's well, here's what you do because
Sally has a younger brother. Anyway.
No. I was going to say, you do the double workaround is that real Bevan's like whole thing was like, oh, I set this all up so that you'd want to go get a car and blah, blah, blah. But she really set this all up because she wants to spend time with her older brother.
Course. Yeah.
And then you do at the end, he's going to get the date. And he's like, no, I'm going to spend time with my little sister. I'm going to play her new Xbox.
Yeah.
And
then Bevan's like, no.
Or play her old Xbox because she got grounded for 8 zillion years because she did all of
this. And then Bevan's like, Jeff, you made the right decision because if I know anything about girls, she's going to look at you and be like, you know what, the guy. And then they turn around and Sally's just in a car with three dudes in a Bugatti. And she's like, ah, never mind. He's like, yeah, it's cool. I don't need her. And then they walk off.
Okay.
Well, okay, so if I were to summarize what
we have about 5 minutes remaining.
Okay. Oh, my God. Okay, well, the first act is you introduce, Jeffrey and Bevan Fritz Waters are two kids I want to go on Splurge Day. They're parents who are maybe the Splurge Master General in disguise.
Secretly.
And
the retired Splurge Master General who gave that life up. Yes.
Who know the dangers of going on Splurge Day, and they want to raise their parents, their kids responsibly.
Oh, you do. She was Splurge Master General, and he was her bodyguard.
Ooh, sexy. I want to see. Okay, well, we got a prequel movie, by the way, already. Okay, so the kids want to go out. They're told no. You got to be responsible. Your parents already provide for you. You don't need a car. You definitely don't need an Xbox. You already Twitch stream 12 hours a fucking day, Bevan, to your schoolwork. If you got straight A's, if she got a B on a report card, she could have gone on Splurge Day, but she didn't. Instead of learning a lesson.
I would make it a game. Because you do it as the hot new game, and it's going to sell out, and if she doesn't stream it, she's going to lose her following, right? You know, it's like one of those.
Yeah.
Like, she's already bleeding subs because she doesn't have the graphics card she needs to upgrade her rig to play the newest game that everyone's streaming.
And the future is all, of course, blockchain Bitcoins, and graphics cards are incredibly difficult to get.
Exactly. That's why, because graphics cards are $1 million.
Well, especially, do you guess who fucking is out there trying to get, who do they fight in Act 3 to get that graphics card? Bunch of Bitcoin miners. Bitcoin mafia.
It's a bunch of kids. So it's a bunch of Bitcoin miners.
Bitcoin miner miners.
Oh my God, you totally just recreate the scene from Lion King. It's like they hear rumbling. They're like, oh my God, what is that? They're like, Bitcoin miners. And these guys are running.
It's just like guys with just shopping carts full of NVIDIA graphics cards.
Okay. So that act ends with Bevan's like, yo, Jeff, you get a car. I get this game. Let's go out. The parents will trust you.
Sorry, just one more joke about the Bitcoin miners.
Yes.
There's
please.
A huge cachet of graphics cards that they're all going to buy, and they block them by forming a human chain.
My God.
Blockchain.
Go. Okay.
That's the strength of the blockchain. You cannot possibly comprehend its majesty.
Okay, we only have time for four acts because of that joke now. No. Act one. So, yes, the act one ends with, let's go out on Splurge Day.
She wants the new graphics card. He wants a car to take out the girl.
Yes.
The parents won't let them because they're like, you need to learn that today. Again, they were supposed to play Pinochle today or whatever. Yes. They were supposed to like.
Today's our bridge day.
Today was a family day. Yeah.
You need four for bridge.
Act two is the heist. Act two is the heist of the card.
Yeah.
It's the kids working together and escape from the house.
Yes.
They successfully perform this plan.
And the parents realize what's up.
Yes. The end of Act 2 is dun-dun-dun. The kids, of course, the parents know. Or you might do, like, they don't know yet, and Act 3 is the escalation of, like, because whatever it is. When does the vice principal find out Ferris?
But it's like the chase is on.
Yes,
so
the chase is on.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. Act 3 is the journey through Splurge Land, getting the car, that's the wrong, like, what are you doing? Let's go get a Ferrari. They go there. Yes, the graphics card's already sold out, so they got to drive around town looking for it. Mm-hmm. And there's, like, Jeffrey's like, we're supposed to be back in 2 hours. They're going to find out. They're like, don't worry, that Twitch stream's 12 hours long. The parents are just like, yeah, at some point we need to eat.
Midpoint, the parents find
out.
At
midpoint, the parents
end
call them.
End of Act 3, yes. Yeah. End of Act 3. You would do, because they get greedy.
Yeah.
It's the classic Splurge Day curse, right? Like, they've gotten the car. They've gotten the Battle Royale.
The
graphics
Fortnite.
Card, right? But then it's like Jeff gets in a street race with another guy in his car.
Well, the Bitcoin miners steal the graphics card because they're all sold out. And they steal the graphics card.
Oh, that's
good. They get in a street race to get the graphics card.
Race you for this NVIDIA.
Yeah.
Or you do, like, I'm trying to think. Because, doing something where it's like Jeff's gotten what he wanted and she didn't get what she wanted.
Yeah.
And he's going to go home is, like, an interesting.
Yeah.
Like, but then he makes that decision to double down and get the card. Or I don't know what you
think. Yeah, I think you don't get the card yet. I think they get it and then. Because, I think the low point is.
The card gets destroyed. They have to steal.
Just to work backwards for a second, I did like the idea that of the swipe at the end, and then the magic flight back through to the home, where it's like, again, like they've now triggered the wrath of the military and they get in his car and peel out and try to get home.
I feel like the act, I mean, yes, I feel like it is you would realize that the reason Jeff would be like, who cares about this stupid gamer, stupid graphics card? And he's like, well, of course, because you got your car. It's like, yeah, but we've had a good time. And it's like, you would reveal Bevan has a real, like a more real reason why he wants this game. It's like, because you don't hang out with me anymore.
I don't have any friends except for people online.
All the games I own are multiplayer. I need a single player game because I'm so lonely. Jeff's like, oh no.
I don't have any friends.
Older brother, but with something like that.
Just the strangers that give me thousands of dollars on a daily basis.
And then Jeff's like, you know what? We're already in trouble.
It's not worth that much.
And then Jeff's like, you know what? We're already in trouble. Let's go get your game. And it's the bonding moment between the two of them. And then, yes, you do the swipe, and then they call in the wrath of the military. I don't know where this goes.
I like the idea that at some point in it, just a real heartwarming scene, it's like, let's get ice cream. And they get ice cream. There's no line there because nobody gets ice cream on Splurge Day. You got other stuff to get. But like, there's like,
that's cute. I like that. And actually, you do. Yeah, there's like, it's the thing. And again, it's like, it's a little metaphor for like, oh, spend your money on experiences, not on. That like the most fun that they had on Splurge Day was when they were dicking around or whatever.
Yeah. That's cute.
Minute left.
Okay. I like that because, I think you could do a scene where, she's this vivacious, like hellraiser.
Yeah.
And then you do the scene where she loses and she cries, right? Yeah. Like she breaks down because she's all, 10, 11, 12, and she's just gotten all this fucking crazy thing and she's losing everything, right?
Yeah.
He's gotten the car. He's gotten the date with the girl. She's like, sure, pick me up tomorrow night in your Bugatti Veyron.
They go to the ice cream shop. She wants ice cream. She loves ice cream. They didn't get it. The parents are coming. They're all going to get in trouble. And then, of course, the fucking person behind the counter, ignoring, let's just say it's not military for a second.
Well, because it's nobody goes to the ice cream shop. It's just
the person, loser behind the counter's got to sit there at the ice cream shop during Splurge Day. He's like, I'll take a thing of ice cream. And the kid's like, no. And he's like, what? He's like, I'll take an ice cream for your Ferrari. And the older brother gives up his Ferrari. And he's like, what? It's like, no, it's like, I didn't. The parents are right. I don't need a fucking Ferrari. And he gives up the Ferrari and he has ice cream with his little sister. And the parents come.
And there's a random teenager doing donuts in the background.
Yeah, and the guy's like, psych, you can get all the ice cream you want. I'm out of here. He hops in the Ferrari as him and sister having all the ice cream they want in the ice cream shop.
And when is this?
This is like the end. I'd say like the very, like they get caught or whatever it is. But I like that the older brother gives up.
I love this scene. Yeah. Just don't get me wrong. I'm just trying to get a little confused on where it goes.
I feel like that's close to the. I mean, I feel like. I
okay, just to work backwards for a second. I'm trying to think of this progression for the guy, right?
Yeah.
Because it's like Bevan's story I get pretty well.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? So I like the idea so that it's him. She pushes him out the door. Again, like you do, he's this, he's not the irresponsible one, but he's going to be, chasing down, getting this car. So what is the conflict of getting the car? And then, I'm trying to find that mid act turn that really, that third act turn that gives you, what is the crisis that happens in act four? And what's your low point? Because again, I like the idea. To me, the heroic heist in your fifth act is we're going to go get you. There's one graphics card left, right, at Best Buy. And my buddy is hoarding it. He's refusing, the Bitcoin lunatics are rummaging through the store looking for it. We got to get there and get it in time, right?
Yeah.
Or something like that.
But it says it's on stock on your website. oh no, it's not here though.
Or
because it seems like that scene, the ice cream scene, it also seems like it would be an act four thing.
Yeah, I was
like that
say,
it would be
like
it's that's the scene that it's like he has the moment with her and then he's like, we're gonna get you your fucking thing.
Yeah,
do you know what I mean?
Or the military surrounds the ice cream shop and like we're gonna go home before they kill us for stealing on.
Or no, I like this. And they do have a car. It's the little pimply-faced teenager's car in the parking lot. It's like the little putt-putt.
Oh,
that ends up being his car.
Oh, yeah.
That's good.
And then
that's
it chases good. Much better with a fucking Kia Sorento as opposed to a fucking Lambo.
Yeah.
Okay, so they are... Yes, so he gives up his Ferrari to get ice cream, and then, yes, they take the ice cream boy's... other car,
jalopy,
which is the,
the
shittiest car you can ever get.
He's got a little scooter.
He's complaining as he gets like, oh, God, this car's only got like a 2-star safety rating and all that stuff, and he gets it. Okay, and yes, they find out there is a graphics card somewhere. Who cares? It's a graphics card or a game. We'll say graphics card.
I like the weird specificity. And Bitcoin miners is more fun. It's a 3DFX Voodoo 3.
It's the Voodoo
Sherry.
4.
Yeah,
it's the Voodoo 4.
The
3DFX is coming back. In Bitcoin alone, this company is just rising from the ashes. The Voodoo 4, Voodoo 5. And they may have done the Voodoo 4. They did the Voodoo 3.
How do they get the card? Because it's like, I mean, they're just getting chased. Like, what's the emotional?
Could you do that? They lose the card at some point too. Eh, maybe not.
I'm just trying to think of like what's the thing that always works for me is about a boy when Hugh Grant goes on stage, like when the kid's doing his song and he's embarrassing himself and Hugh Grant goes on stage and embarrasses himself 10 times more. Mm-hmm. You know, it's like who's doing it? Is it the parent? Like what's the, because you could be like, they fight off blockchain guys and get the card, but what's like the, yeah, what's the ending?
The blockchain gang.
The blockchain gang. How do this brother and sister come to gather, or what do they do?
It's not that the blockchain gang has the card and they're stealing it from them. You have a car chase. It's a Fury Road scene where they and the blockchain gang are racing to this store to get the last card before Purge Night.
Yeah.
Before Splurge Night ends. So, okay, just bear with them. I'm just trying to track through this. The end of Act 3 feels like, oh god, I'm trying to, okay, it's just this weird, I don't know exactly what it is, like it just seems like it's just kind of a little stuck in the middle there, because I get it when it's like she loses the card, he's like, we got to get back home, right? Or we're totally fucking busted. And then she's crying and he decides to get her some ice cream to make her feel better, right? He feels really shitty about what's happening.
Well, here would be my question. Once the parents find out what happens,
oh, what do they do? Yeah, well, they're gonna be
trying
to,
like the change in trajectory, like,
yes,
who's gonna get in trouble, or how are they going to appease it, or is it just
the consequence of what happened?
Which I don't know. Or do you just do that the parents don't ever know?
You could do that the parents catch up to them at the end of Act 3.
Yeah.
And the parents bust them. It's like, get home right now. You're both grounded, right? Yeah. And she didn't get her graphics card.
Yeah.
But he got his sports car. They're driving home in his ridiculous sports car. I don't know. Maybe something like that.
Okay. Let me just try this. Let's just say, let's say Jeffrey, because his parents don't believe in Splurge Day. Mm-hmm. Jeffrey's been saving up for a car. So he has like $16,000 that he has saved up responsibly since he was 3 years old, because he knew he was going to get a car when he was 16.
Mm-hmm.
And the parents take away the splurge card and they're like, you go home. And he realizes he can still go buy the graphics card with all $16,000 of his money. He's going to give up his entire life savings to get Bevan this graphics card. And he's like, don't worry, little sis. We're not going home. She's like, what? What's the point? We lost the Spurs card. And he pulls out his own personal credit card. He's like, I have enough money on here to buy a Kia. That's got to be enough for this graphics card. Let's go. And they drive off. And that's like Bevan can't believe he's going to. I don't know. It's like, I'm like, okay, Jeff's like,
I really like that. It's your heroic ride. Yeah. That's fun. I like that. Okay. It also feels like you could do something where, okay, Act 3, right? He gets into a fight at the, he gets into a race for the car, right? To get the car from the, because there's one car left and it's him and another guy and the other jock at school or whatever. And he gets the car, right? But that race is what alerts the parents to what's going on. Yeah. So now they're fucking after them, right? And so they're getting hunted down by the parents. It's like, oh shit, we got to go get the Bitcoin, the graphics card in time. So Act 4 is this journey to go get it from the blockchain gang and all of this stuff.
Yeah.
And she doesn't get what she wants.
Mm-hmm.
And then they get capped. They get caught by the parents. And they're sent back home, mm-hmm. right? They're going to figure out what to do with the card later or what. Like, or again, it's the parents like, well, you know, you betrayed our trust and blah, 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 but enjoy your car, Jeffrey. And Jeffrey feels horrible.
Yeah.
But she's like, are you fucking kidding me? He gets a car. And she's mad at him because it would be like in that chase for the Bitcoin thing, like he won't risk his car to help them get the thing.
Yeah.
Right? Like he stops short. She went all in for him and he doesn't go all in for her. And now she's not going to get it. And so then you do, they have to go back home. They're on their way back home, right? And they stop for ice cream or something. I don't know why the parents would let them stop for ice cream, but you do like the whatever, right?
Yeah, yeah.
So you do, but then you have this moment, right, where then, and yes, he realizes he has the $16,000 he was going to spend to get a on a car, because he would also do like his parents maybe tell him like he can't buy a car at the beginning. This is outrageous. Like, we just don't think you're old enough for a car.
Yeah, when you're 18.
Right, yeah, well, you can get one when you're 18.
Yeah.
Yeah, that really works. So then he's gonna, and then so then Act 5 is he's gonna use his money to get that last card.
He walks
in,
he's like, I'm gonna pay retail on Splurge Day.
the negation of the negation. Yeah, like the most horrifying thing you can do, the biggest rip off of all time. It's like 16 bones for this graphics card. And then they
here's the wrapper is that when you start these characters, the way you do is Bevan is doing her stream. They share a room, which they hate. And she's doing the stream at the start. You see it's like, hey, everybody, what's up? This is Bevan. And, oh, here's my stupid older brother. What's up, Jeff? Let's show your ugly face. Ha ha, everybody's making fun of you. And it's like, okay, she hates him. And then He doesn't have a car. They go to school together. Bevin rides on the back of his pegs. Mm-hmm. And they ride around the corner, and he's like, get off my pegs. And she gets off. He's like, bye, stupid older brother. He's like, bye, ugly younger sister. Mm-hmm. And she walks, and he rides his bike.
Yeah.
The end of it, after they both get in trouble, is it's the morning. She's doing the stream. She's like, sup, everybody? Here's my cool older bro. He's like, hey, come on, sis. You got to stop streaming. It's time for school. And she rides the peg, and he's proud of his little sis, and they're friends again.
Yeah.
Okay. So, and the parents, you know, they smile at each other because when they send the both of them up to their room, she's like, we did it. Those two, older brother and younger sister, are friends again.
Well, you also do, like, I think you could do the parents when he gets up the next morning.
Yeah.
Or, like, you know, like, they're going to go to school, and he's reconciled with his sister, and he's learned his lesson. Yeah. He comes downstairs, and this shitty hatchback is there.
Yeah.
And they scrimped and saved and got a deal on it, and then he drives to school with his sister.
Or I would say it's
the ice cream man's guys.
Yeah, so, it's the shitty whip. We bought this for... Yeah, all right.
Yeah, I was gonna say he buys the car and he's like, "No, mom and dad, I think me and sis are gonna go on our bikes." She rides the bike.
And like, "What the fuck?"
Like, the blue book value on this thing already dropped in half. So thank you for fucking us, son.
But yeah, like he buys the car and she's got the graphics card or whatever. Yeah.
The end.
Yeah.
All right, we're gonna take a quick break, and when we come back, the elevator pitch.
Hi there, I'm film critic April Wolf and host of the Maximum Fun podcast, Switchblade Sisters. Do you love genre films? Do you love female filmmakers? Do you love discussions on craft? If your answer is yes, you'll love Switchblade Sisters. Every episode, I invite one female filmmaker on, and we talk in depth about their fave genre film and how it influenced their own work. So we're talking horror, action, sci-fi, fantasy, bizarro, and exploitation cinema. Mothers, lock up your sons, because the Switchblade Sisters are coming for you. Available at MaximumFun.org or wherever you find your podcasts.
Well, everybody, welcome back to the 3 seconds of silence you heard before starting this elevator pitch. The random number generator has said that actually me and Freddie are going to do the pitch, and we're going to pitch it to, who are we pitching it to?
You are pitching it to Jason Blum of Blumhouse Productions, Master of Fright, Doctor of Dread.
All right, Jason Blum.
Because he does sound exactly like that.
All right, Frey, so I'm really excited about this. I'm definitely the one who has studied this pitch. I am prepared. I'm ready to go. You can just sit back and kind of do what you need to do. And, oh, shit, 1 second. I got to go. I'm sorry, dude. I can't explain. Goodbye. Good luck, Freddy!
Oh, well, I guess I'll knock on this big creepy door.
Freddy Wong, I've been expecting you. My ghoulish demons from a dark dimension have dispensed with Matt Arnold, your ersatz partner. Step into my elevator for this elevator pitch.
It's very creepy in here. Oh, it's going down. I see. Normally go. Okay. So we have here a spinoff of the Purge series called The Splurge. Think all the 90s, like... Disney Channel, like Blank Check, sort of teen comedies meets Ferris Bueller's Day Off. So this is very much sort of targeted at a younger generation.
So far, it sounds terrifying.
we think a great fit for what.
What's the heart of the movie? Tell them the heart of the movie, Freddy.
Ooh, it's the ghost of Matthew, the late Matthew Arnold, trying to help you with your elevator pitch.
So it's called The Splurge. For 12 hours. All shopping is free. The government subsidizes all purchases through special splurge cards that they hand out to the population. And the heart of the movie is about a pair of siblings, a older brother and a younger sister. The older brother is a sort of very steadfast, studious type, doesn't sort of draws inside the lines. The younger sister is a crazy Twitch streamer, and what she wants is she wants the latest and greatest graphics card, and he just wants a car. And it's a story about the two of them stealing the splurge card from their parents because they're underage and they don't get it, and going on this wild romping adventure to try and get the things that they want on Splurge Day. But in the end, it's really about a brother and sister rekindling their relationship and loving each other once again.
Freddy, how's it going? I'm sorry, I can't help. Just wondering how it's going. Over here, being the new...
Silence, Matt! Back to the dark dimension from whence I banished thee. I, Jason Blum, master of horror! Well, Freddy, it sounds like a bit of a branch out from my usual wheelhouse of woe. But I shall give this pitch not the green light, but the red light. which is the green light for Blumhouse.
Here at Blumhouse.
There it is, the elevator pitch.
How'd it go?
That's a weird, freaky one. Listen, I've been trying to...
Honestly, I thought Freddie did so-so.
I'm trying to abide by the rules of the elevator. These segments have gotten long and away from the original concept. Elevators don't last as long as they do in our world. I was trying to abide by the rules.
Fast and Furious 8 runway, runway of elevators.
They started off boring and then they got hilarious and turned into improv, which is what everybody loves.
Everyone loves our goofy skits. That's what people come to Story Break for, to see three non-improv guys do goofy voices.
Sadly attempt improv.
And if you're here not for that, but for story stuff and want to leave a review, head on over to our iTunes page. And if you're here for maybe a hint at what the Twitter might be, it's at RJ Story Break. Always looking for names. Go ahead and tweet us names for us to use during the episodes. I think that's going to do it for us this week on Story Break, the Splurge. Anything to add, Will?
Do we want to do so? We had some Duke-tacular fan art that came in, so do you want to do some shout-outs?
Yes. Duke Nukem, of course, with John Cena being already just a fantastic palette to draw from. And we had some pretty... Oh boy, we had some pretty rocking posters.
We had Mark Rantel gave us we felt a little guilty because it was a little too spicy to actually retweet on the account, but Mark Rantel gave us a very AO for adults only Duke Nukem poster with a heck of a bulge on it, so 10 out of 10 to you, Mark.
And what's Mark's Twitter handle?
That would be at Mark Rantel, R-A-N-T-A-L.
So if you want to see some just depraved smut, head on over to his Twitter
account.
Rated
B for bulge. We got some Roxy, President Roxy, gave us a shout out and, did some awesome storyboards.
Oh, did an actual proper storyboard for one of the great scenes from, Duke Nukem, which is not a bad idea as far as things to do.
Yeah. So that was very, very cool to see the storyboards of the iconic that made, kid is like a sports car that you made with your dick scene. So, you can follow Roxy Stokes or as she says in her Twitter profile, Roxy quote, retweeted by Freddie Wong once Stokes, at RTARTIE stroke. STROKE. And then who else? We had a couple more.
Yeah, there was a great one of Duke in front of a giant middle finger atomic bomb with John Cena properly put into place. And I got to say, when you look at the Photoshop, you're like, yeah, I can see John Cena.
We got a couple of really good ones. So Ryan Brown, R. Alistair Brown at Twitter gave us Duke Nukem Pubes of War. With a really good John Cena Photoshop. And then we also got one from Sam Archangel, whose name I think we might have used at one point as well. Yeah. So he gave us a really kick-ass John Cena's Duke Nukem poster as well. So thank you guys, as always, for the fan art. It means a ton. Thank you as well. We got a bunch of new reviews on iTunes, so thank you guys for giving us some love.
And to all the new, we definitely got a lot of new viewers from Maximum Fun.
Thanks again to Maximum Fun. Finally, for hosting us on their podcast network.
Yeah, our commercial went across the airwaves, so to all the new viewers.
Welcome. We hope you enjoy. Hope you enjoy your stay in the Palace of Story Break, where we make movies that you think about and imagine in your minds on your drive to work.
That was your attempt at the.
Was that the slug? Was that the?
I don't know, man. I'm trying.
We didn't end.
All right. After this, we're gonna have our own private story break where we figure out what our catchphrase is for the end of the episode. But until next time, end catchphrase podcast here.
What's up? I'm James, the co-host of Minority Corner.
And look at that! I'm Aneke, the other co-host of Minority Corner.
Girl, guess what?
What?
We just hit our 100th episode!
What? And what do you think is going to be in store for the next 100?
Probably some more feuds with Jennifer Hudson. And I'm telling you,
we'll probably do more investigative reporting, too, like we did with the Kodak and their racist film.
Not to mention exposing the truth, like how we did with the ugly history of the Texas Rangers.
But we always lighten the mood with a splash of pop culture.
Olivia Pope's new wig, have you seen that?
It's popping.
Just like your lip gloss.
And Janet Jackson.
And you know we like to put our nerd glasses on and talk about things like Marvel.
It's true. That's it.
I don't speak about DC.
But you just did. What?
All from a perspective that's black, queer,
and ladylike.
So come on over and learn, laugh, and play, and join the corner. It's a lot of fun.
I'm having fun right now.